Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. John 6, verses 10 through 12 is our passage today. Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. And Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." The feeding of the 5,000 is one of the most well-known events in the New Testament. Feeding a great number from such a small portion with leftovers grabs our attention. It reminded those in the crowd that day of a time in Israel's history when God provided manna. Now, they thought, another had come to provide daily food, and the people were ready to crown him their king. But Jesus had different reasons for the miracle. Let me offer two fresh observations from this account. One, when Jesus asked Philip where they could buy food for such a large crowd, it was not a question but a test. Jesus already had in mind what he was going to do. He still does, and he still tests us, not tricks us, but tests us to see where our hearts are. Well, to show us where our hearts are. Jesus' question drilled down on our faith. Will you look to me, or will you keep the focus on your impossible circumstances? Number two, I'm always impressed with the young boy's action in the story. He thought ahead, or at least his mother did. He packed a lunch. He was as hungry as everybody else, yet he gave up all he had. His willingness to sacrifice a little gave Jesus the resources to satisfy many. What a great reminder. Jesus can take my gifts, spiritual and monetary, and make them grow. He does big things with small gifts and willing hearts. The two questions we have to ask ourselves are these. Can we trust Jesus even when the circumstances seem impossible? Will we give to him all we have so that he can do big things in our lives? When you demonstrate your willingness to trust him and not hold back, get ready. He's going to do some great things in your life. Father, there are times I feel like what I have is so small. And there are times I feel paralyzed by my problems. Remind me often that you are more capable of taking the little I have and accomplishing big things. Help me trust you with all I am and all I have. In Jesus' name, amen.